Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Where There's a Will, There's a Way.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. I will follow you wherever you go. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered, Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. And to another, he said, Follow me. But he replied, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. But Jesus answered, Let the dead bury their dead. You go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home. Jesus answered him, No one who sets a hand to the plough and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. And this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the many sayings we often heard from our mother when we were growing up was, Where there is a will, there is a way. She taught us to listen to our hearts and to believe if we really felt called and wanted to do something, we would find a way to make it happen. The heading for today's gospel states, three people who wanted to be followers. Staying with that, or rather with what I learned as a child, the question arises, did these people really want to be followers of Jesus? Because if they did, surely they would have found a way. What were they experiencing in their hearts that gave them this desire to follow Jesus? Interestingly enough, none of these would-be followers had a name, which means each of us can place our name in the story. Now, we can only imagine what a compelling person Jesus must have been when so many were attracted to him. Each of us will have our own take on this attraction. For me, it can be summed up in the words, Jesus, a man who knew how to be present, really present, and available for others. Yes, Jesus was really present to each of these people desiring to follow him, just as he is to us. So what stopped them from being present to him? Was their top priority to follow him? Were they prepared to be radical and give this invitation their all? If we look closely at Jesus with his followers, we see them as a group of itinerant people on the move, preaching the good news of the kingdom. Nothing is more important than to move around with Jesus. Everything else comes second. Perhaps we have lost something of the depth of call when we imagine the following of Jesus happens only in a certain place, like the institution. It seems clear that these would-be followers in today's gospel did really want to follow. However, this following had to happen in their way. I can see three stumbling blocks at least that prevented them from being followers. The first person says, I will go anywhere with you.
Jesus must have intuited this person's problem, because though he had the goodwill, it would seem he faltered when Jesus said, "The Son of Man has no place to call his own." To follow Jesus meant coping with insecurity, the insecurity of being homeless. Jesus knew the plight of the homeless, the migrant, and refugee. The second person wanted to follow, but in his own time. "Let me wait until I bury my father. In other words, I will come when the moment is right for me." And finally, the third person. "I want to go with you, Lord, but first let me go back and take care of my family, the things at home." What is more important? A relationship or things, possessions? So here we have it from the lips of Jesus. Yes, where there is a will, there is a way. This way means God's place, God's time, God's person, the person of Jesus. Can we trust Jesus when he calls us each day into the radical call of the gospel? Can we make him our priority? Can we be in the place of Jesus where he is fully present? Let us spend time as we companion Jesus, seeing which of these three characters we identify with, and pray for the grace to be wholehearted in following the call to discipleship. Help us, Jesus, to keep our eyes fixed on you so that nothing in this world will distract us. Give us your grace to be fully present to you in our availability to others. With you, may we know where there is a will, there is a way. Amen.